We want to thank you for tuning in to the Good News Jesus Christ.org. I'm Martin Williams. We are continuing on the book of Romans. This is Romans chapter 12. In Romans chapter 12, he starts it off talking about offering our bodies up as a living sacrifice unto God, not being conformed to the world, but being transformed by the renewing of our mind, and that we're able to prove what is the good and acceptable will of God by doing that. What this is actually showing here in this first section here is that when a person is born of God, they are a living sacrifice. Why? Because the old nature has been crucified in the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, and they're alive and they're being raised in the likeness of his resurrection, alive to God in Christ, and they are slaves of righteousness. So they are not conformed to this world anymore. They've been transformed in the new creation. So now they must renew their mind so that they could know what the will of God is. And remembering also that not only do we need to renew our mind, but we need to make sure that we understand that we're in this world, but we're not of this world. So conformity to the world, Ephesians explains, are those who are unregenerated. They're conformed to the patterns of this world. But since we're born again and have been transformed and need to continue that transformation by renewing our minds to spiritual comprehension of growing spiritually, obviously, then we can only know what God's will is by renewing our mind according to what he says things are. So calling those things that aren't as though they are. But he goes on to talk about the gifts in Romans 12 here. What's important to understand right here is that this term gift that I use is something that people automatically refer to. And I use that term because I want to clarify this out of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, they use the term gift there, but that word gift is not in verse 1 of chapter 12. I don't want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning the realm of the Spirit is actually what's there. And then it continues a few verses down. We're talking about what the graces are. So here in verse 3, he says that, for I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly in aught, but to think soberly, for God has dealt each man a measure of faith. For we are many members in one body, and all members do not have the same office. So the term offices is not in the New Testament. So whenever we look at these, we look at this term office, office is actually used quite a few times in the New Testament. It is used in 1 Timothy chapter 3, whenever it's talking about the episcopos, and then it's talking about the servant. And in the Acts 1:21, it is used when it's talking about Judas giving up his actual administration. So it's not in the original language in 1 Timothy chapter 3. In either one of those instances, the word office is not in the original language, and the word office is not in Acts 1:21, where it's actually the word administration there. And here in verse 4, that term office is actually function. So it's not office, it's function. So just to be clear on that. But what we need to understand when we're looking at these functions or these are workings of God. So in Romans 12, we have the workings of God, we have the functions of the Lord, which is the fivefold, and then we have the grace manifestations of 1 Corinthians 12, of the Spirit. So God is the one that's manifesting these things through us, functioning through us, working through us. It's God doing it. We don't have a gift. We are vessels that God can yield. When we yield ourselves to God, he can work through. So he can work through us in these ways. So he goes on to say that, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one member one of another, having then graces differing, okay, according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, prophesy, whether faith, faith, whether ministry, ministering, whether teaching, teaching, whether exhorting, exhorting, whether giving with simplicity, whether mercy, whether cheerfulness. It's important to understand that God's exercising these things to us, okay? God is the one that speaks. Like, let's look at prophecy, for instance, okay? Scripturally, it says that God does nothing unless he reveals it to his prophets first. And then it says that God was in the prophets beforehand speaking through them concerning the things that would take place in the future. So we know prophecy is God speaking through us. We know that faith is something that we receive. What? From the word of God produces faith. God deals a measure of faith. It's something God gives, okay? Ministry service, okay? We receive the Spirit to give us power to testify of his witness and service to him. So we're servants. We become servants of righteousness through regeneration, spiritual regeneration, according to Romans chapter 6. So teaching, call no one teacher except your Father in heaven. He is the teacher. You see, so he's the one that's teaching, giving us the words to say when we know not what to say, like he told Moses. Exhorting, all these things, they're of God. But if we yield ourselves, God can use us in any one of these things because he's the one actually working these things or functioning or manifesting them through us. If we think he can, he will. If we think he can't, he won't, because we think he can't. So the limitation is not God. God's not limited. We are the ones who are limited. So we need to have faith to offer ourselves unto God to function through us in any one of these capacities. And he will, through faith. God will perform his work as he wills for each individual as they need it at that moment. Like 1 Corinthians 12 says at the conclusion of that part of the gifts there. So he goes on to talk about love here, okay? Let love, which he sheds abroad within us when we're born again, okay? There you go. From him again. Everything's of him, folks. Everything that's good is of him. It's not of us. It's of him. So without dissimulation, abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good, being kindly affectionate to one another in brotherly love, honoring one another, preferring one another over yourself, being fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing in prayer. And these are all great things that a believer is supposed to do. But remember that it's God that gives us the power to do these things. We have the fruits of the Spirit. We have the fruits of the Spirit, which gives us joy, gives us patience. It's a working of the Spirit of God. Let's not kid ourselves. So it's only by God's power. It's only through his Spirit. So bless them that persecute you, and bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that rejoice, weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind towards one another. We have the mind of Christ. Mind not the high things which are of this world, obviously, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. The only thing that we should be wise about is the fact that we can do nothing, but it's Christ that can do everything through us. And the only thing we should glory in is glory in the Lord. So if it be possible, live peaceful with all men. Vengeance is mine, I will repay, so don't show vengeance. And if you see somebody hungry, feed them. If you see them thirsty, then obviously meet that need. And don't overcome evil with evil, but with good. So he's actually given us some instruction here for us to actually show that there is obviously a distinction between somebody who's motivated by the Spirit opposed to somebody who's motivated by the flesh, that's unregenerated. So basically we're seeing some some distinct differences here that he's actually laying out that kind of separates us from those that are of the world, so to speak. Obviously, all a result of God's power, his mercy, his grace, and his manifestation of his spirit, his workings, his functions through us to be, and his fruits of the spirit, his spirit that gives us power to be his witnesses. Everything is of him. Everything that's good is of him. We have this treasure in earthen vessel that the excellency is not of us, but it's of him. So that's, we have the spirit of God, that he's the great one. Rejoice in him. So I hope that this chapter gives you a little insight. I'm Martin with GoodNewsJesusChrist.org.